Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Bahar, and the famous question, what is this connection between Shemitah and Mount Sinai? Also this week, I want to remind you that the summer is approaching quickly and Pardes has a full schedule of summer classes. Summer sessions, three of them, in June, July, and August, and also the executive seminar in July, around July 4th. Details on the classes and sessions are included with the show notes for this podcast, and I urge you to check them out. I know we already have a number of podcast subscribers who will be at the different sessions, and I urge you to make this the summer in Jerusalem for you to learn. There are sessions for people at every stage of life, and you will only have a great time. So please check it out. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes, the director and Rosh HaYeshiva of Pardes, presents Bahar. What is this connection between Shemitah and Mount Sinai? And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. In this week's Parshia, we have Bahar B'chukotai. I'm going to focus on Bahar. And at the very onset, there's this question asked by Rashi. Actually, the question comes from the halachic midrash, the legal midrash of the Talmudic rabbis on the Parsha, but it became famous through Rashi, which somehow always lingers in the consciousness of Jews who review the Parsha. It says the very first line, which seems to be innocuous enough, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai saying, and then the next verses talk about the institution of Shemitah, the sabbatical year, the year of release. Shemitah is an interesting word. We can translate it, capital R, as release, the year of release, the sabbatical year in which the land rests, which no work can be done on the land, the fact that it takes a great deal of self-control not to work the land that year, to depend on God's blessing, and to depend on the forbearance of other human beings. And it introduced a concept, which we find later on in the Torah, that also includes the release of debts, which itself is its own challenge, its own story. And it continues from there, but that very first line is what triggers introducing the subjects of this parsha. God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai saying, and the question that Rashi brings is, Ma inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? What is the connection between Shemitah, this release, this sabbatical year, to the notion of Mount Sinai? Mount Sinai evokes revelation, evokes that great experience. Rashi continues to explain the question. V'halo kol ha-mitzvot ne'amru mi-Sinai. Were not all mitzvot given at Sinai? In the traditional classical Jewish belief that all 613 were said there at Sinai. 10 of them were said very forcefully and very audibly. But all the mitzvot were given to Moshe at Sinai, so why do we need any special section here to say on the Mount of Sinai? Rashi repeats, explicates the answer given in the Midrash Halacha, Torat Kohanim, Elama Shemitah Namru Koloteha V'diktuteha Me'Sinai, but the answer is that just as regarding Shemitah, that all the general rules and all the details were enunciated there at Sinai to the Jewish people through Moses. So to all the mitzvot, in their general principles and in their specific details, were explicated at Sinai. In other words, this is the paradigmatic understanding of how Jewish law works, that everything was indeed said at Sinai, even Shemitah, which seems not necessarily the mitzvah that you would at first glance think should be associated with Sinai. It's associated with the land, It's associated with what you do when you come into the land. The fact that it's very detailed and it's all laid out, that's not the first thing one thinks about in terms of the revelation at Sinai. Ah, but that's actually the point, according to Rashi, that just as Shemitah, that the Torah had this incredible concern, and God in giving the Torah had that incredible concern, that all the rules and all the details for further development and for further manifestation and implementation were all given at Sinai for that future time in the land of Israel and any other land of Israel, and regarding other mitzvot, which will either be in the land of Israel or maybe, in fact, everywhere, they're all given at Sinai. But nonetheless, regarding this question, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? What does Shemitah have to do with with the Mount Sinai? Is kind of entered popular language. And you have two things that at the first sight seem to be separate and not really connected. That's a phrase you can say, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? Why are you connecting these two things? What's the connection between these two? But that's how it's entered the general language. But the question has still remained, even though Rashi has given a wonderful answer. Many other people have tried. What is this connection between Shemitah and indeed everything that takes place in this parsha with Har Sinai? And I learned this question and this answer and a further development of it from my grandfather, blessed memory, Menachem Ben Sion Zaks, who was one of the foremost thinkers regarding the parsha of the past generation in his exquisite book, Menachem Sion. And he has a very novel explication. He thinks, what is Har Sinai? What is the revelation at Sinai? Let's talk about that first. And he brings this in his book, and he taught me it, that in the Yushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, the first recension of the Talmud, in the tractate on Nidarim that has to do with certain vows and oaths, chapter 9, section or halacha 4, Tanya, we have learned in a early Mishnaic source, Omar Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva said, V'ahavta recha kamocha, zehu klal gadol batorah. You shall love your fellow as yourself. That is a great principle in the Torah. My grandfather took it a step further. Zehu klal gadol b'Torah. This is the great principle in the Torah. One of the fundamental principles of the Torah. The Torah has 613 commandments. You know, how do you organize it? How do you think of them? How do you think about the purpose? What's the teleology? What's the direction that the Torah is going into? Well, Rabbi Akiva says, I can tell you. What the Torah is about is you should love your fellow as yourself. And therefore, Ma Inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai is look at this parsha of what's the connection of Shemitah to Har Sinai. The question could be, what's the connection of Shemitah as one of the laws to the great principle of which the Torah is based, of loving your fellow as yourself. But once you ask that question, that the Torah, the revelation at Sinai, is coming to teach us you should love your fellow as yourself, then we begin to understand Shemitah. That the laws of Shemitah have everything to do with loving your fellow as yourself. What does Shemitah do? Shemitah says that those who own the land and who own plots which are being tilled, of which their very livelihood is taken from those plots, and are told by God, and are directed by God here, no, this is the year of release, this is the year of rest, another capital R, this is the year of relaxation from all that, rest, relaxation, release, all that has everything to do with Hatra Recha Kamocha, because the owners of these fields, then, all their wealth, all their power comes in suspension. There's an equalization. My grandfather's words, the Menachem Sion's words, Shemitah Mashveh et Baalim, Shal Sadot Ukramim, El Haniyim Vevyonim Shabaam. that Shemitah levels the playing field. It levels the status between the owners of these vineyards, the owners of these fields, with the poor and the desperately poor. That might be a little hyperbole. It's not a completely level field. But that notion of economic security for one and economic insecurity for the other becomes quite changed and becomes closer together. And therefore, v'hatrecha kamocha, one needs to be sensitive during that Shemitah year to how all people are actually connected to each other. And that the fact that at one point some have more, some have less, is not determined forever. It's something which is fluid, and that the money that people have, their economic security, is also more fragile than one can think. Of course, he goes a step further, my grandfather, and he talks about the fact that Shemitah here opens up the conversation, which is filled later on in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, in which it talks about the other form of Shemitah, which is the Shemitah of money, of this debt release. In fact, it's debt relief, in which debts are canceled, in which you need a tremendous amount of ahavat reyut. You have to have a tremendous amount of ahavat reyacha. You have to have a tremendous amount of love for your fellow as part of the motivation for why you do not claim the money owed to you. It's released. And that debt relief is a manifestation itself of v'ahavta reyacha kamocha. These are agricultural laws. These are economic laws. Agricultural laws in their principles and in their details. Economic laws in their details and their principles. How do we judge them? Do they further the cause of v'ahavta reyacha kamocha? Are they manifestations of loving your fellows yourself? And our claim is that Shemitah is that way. And that, once we open that up for this particular halacha of Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai, what's the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai, that revolves around so many other laws within this parsha. The parsha talks about the fact of someone has to sell their property because of dire straits economically. How someone else from the family or the extended family can indeed become the redeemer, the goel, and redeem through their own money, through their own paying back what the field costs. They can come and they can redeem the property for the family and restore. I have a lot of R words today. Redeem and restore this property. This also comes to v'ahavta reyacha kamocha, shall love your neighbor as yourself, and the fact that someone will now sell back the property for the right amount. That's also an aspect of v'ahavta reyacha kamocha. The forbidding of usury and interest for a fellow Israelite, and that you're not going to make a profit through that, which is also in our parsha, is also an instance of v'ahavta reyacha kamocha. The fact that we're forbidden to use any ona'ah, any unjust enrichment, which has different manifestations in halacha. You can't, unjust enrichment means you can't overcharge. And you can't underpay. Overcharge means because you have the person by the neck, they need the product, and you overcharge, that's ona'ah. That's forbidden. Ona'ah also means that you have the seller under a certain situation. You really want to underpay grossly because he's desperate. You're not allowed to do that according to Jewish law. That whole law of ona'ah comes from a hafta reyacha kamocha, love your fellow as yourself. That's its metaphysical underpinnings. The whole way that you're supposed to treat a fellow Israelite, regarding Eved Ivri, the Hebrew manservant and maidservant, how you're supposed to treat them as a member of your family, how they eat your food, they sleep as well as you sleep, that they're allowed to do their religious obligations. All this comes from v'ahavta reyacha kamocha. That is, you should love your neighbor as yourself, your fellow as yourself. That indeed is part of the, again, the underpinnings and the fulfillment of loving your neighbor as yourself. that his love has to be komocha, that has to be just like you, and you have to treat him just as your same self. The whole parsha is infused in its, let's go back to Rashi's answer. Rashi says, ask the question, what is the significance of Shemitah connected to Har Sinai, to the revelation of Sinai? Aren't all mitzvot, but just, and he answers, just as this mitzvah was given in its fulfillment and its fullness and its details, kol teha diktu teha, its general principles and its details, so to all mitzvot, if we take Menachem Tzion's idea that indeed the klal gadol of the Torah, the great principle of the Torah, is loving your fellows yourself, that becomes one of the ways we judge whether or not we fulfill the mitzvah properly. Do we make a mitzvah in a proper sense, is that it really loves the fellow as yourself? And the, it's not a Jewish expression, but the devil's in the details. The hardness is in the details. I think Jewish law would say the glory, the manifestation, the fulfillment, the love is in the details. And that's why, just as Shemitah is laid out for us in the details here in this parsha, many more explications from the rabbis, what they're really showing is they're showing the love. Showing the love, and the love that you show for someone is always in the details. You love someone, you remember the birthday. You love someone, you buy them what they need for their birthday, right? That shows how special they are. The love is always in the details. And that's the glory of the halacha. The structure of this parasha is v'hatra recha kamocha. You love your neighbor, you love your fellow as yourself. You construct agricultural laws, economic laws, societal laws, which will be infused with this concept as its basis and manifests this concept in how it is carried out. That is what love is about. And if this is true for these mitzvot, it's true for all the other mitzvot. One makes Shabbat and has a Shabbat. Is it a Shabbat v'ahavta recha kamocha, loving your fellows yourself, a Shabbat in which your family feels good in your home, a Shabbat in which you welcome other people who do not have a place to be, and they're there proclaiming the fact that God created the heaven and earth, proclaiming the fact that we received our liberation from Egypt, all the great themes of the Shabbat day, that there will be a Shabbat of Olam Haba, there will be a Shabbat, a perfect Shabbat at the end of time, all that's true. But is it suffused with v'hafterecha kamocha, that people feel good to be with you, they feel inspired to be with you? If you've created this special place in time, the special place for people to be, and goes on and on from there. Zeklal gadol b'Torah v'haftu reyecha kamocha. Ma inyan Shemitah etzal Har Sinai. What's the connection of Shemitah to Har Sinai? Har Sinai revelation is all about love, all about taking care of people. All the mitzvot have that at its basis, and must have it in its manifestation. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send your emails to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.